special welcome to our guest this morning. Nice to have you with us. I'm thankful to God that we have one another for another week ahead of us, Lord willing, and that we are able to start this day with one another and the Lord. The title of my lesson this morning is Navigating Between Two Worlds. Navigating between two worlds. In a previous life, or a long time ago, man used to navigate by stars. So on the oceans, you navigated by stars and maps. But today we have GPS. So as you know, that's a lady navigating GPS. And we men, we instinctively know where we're going, right? We instinctively know where we're going. We don't need to ask for directions because our wives tell us where to go. A Cherokee brave tells his grandson about the battles inside people. There are two wolves inside each of us, the good and the bad wolf. And the grandson asks, which wolf wins? And the old Cherokee answers, the one you feed. You see, the one you feed is the one you heed. We know this already. We know this. And the Bible is clear about this. Jesus says in John chapter 17, I have given them thy word. Jesus is praying to his Father. He says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world. He is speaking about those who are disciples of Christ. Those who are followers of Jesus, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world. This is what Jesus says about his disciples. And we who are disciples of Christ, we are not of this world, even though we are in this world. This is not our home. This cannot be our home. This is the struggle that we face every day, because every day we go through this spiritual warfare where we have to decide, am I going to step back into that old person? Or am I going to continue in the new life that I have chosen for Jesus Christ? No wonder then that John comes and he says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. This is the two worlds that we are constantly faced with every day. That we have to decide which one we are in. And we've decided that already when we went through the waters of baptism. We made that decision some time back. We've decided, I am going to join. I am going to the world that Christ reigns in. We made that decision. But still, we are faced every day with the love of this world and the things of this world, the trappings of this world. And therefore, Paul comes and he says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Don't give in to the things of this world, is what he says. Don't live your life as people of this world. Live their lives. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Be transformed. Jesus says, what good is it if a man gains the whole world and he loses his soul, or he forfeits his soul? What good is it if you get the things of this world and you lose your soul? I would rather you keep and save your soul than go after the things of this world. Jesus says to his disciples, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. John 16, verses 33. He says, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. I have overcome this world. You and I can overcome it too. Yet Paul comes and he says to us this morning something that we deal with every day, and it's that of sin. As we heard our brother Les read this morning, Romans 17, verse 15. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And I'm glad that he put it in there. Because I know this is a struggle for all Christians. I know that. It's a struggle for me. The things that we are supposed to do, the things that we ought to do, the things that we struggle to do for the Lord, and the guilt that comes with it from not doing that. From not doing that. Knowing that we were saved from this world, we plunge ourselves right back into it by doing the things of the world. Right back. What does it mean to be in this world but not of this world? Paul says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10. We are from a different world. Pilate says before Jesus, do you know that I have the power to have you killed or not? Do you know that? And Jesus says, no, that power is not from you. Not from you. That power is from God. And I have a kingdom. And if I say the words, it will happen. whatever will happen. But this is not given to you, Pilate. We are from a different world. We are in the kingdom of Christ Jesus, our Lord. John says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." Everyone. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And it is through our faith that we can overcome this world. He says further in verse 5, he says, "Who can win this battle against the world?" Brethren, I tell you, only those who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's only through Jesus that we overcome this world. It is only through Jesus that we win the battle in this world. The question has to be, how do I navigate through this world? We're faced with the challenges every day. How do I navigate through this world? And here are a few things to consider. How do I navigate through this world, number one? I must say that probably most important, the top of my list, is considering the Word of God. It's a roadmap unto us. The Bible says in Psalms 103, "It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway." This is how we're going to navigate through this world. That we read and we understand the Word of God to know how we can fight against this evil. How do we navigate through this world, number two? Of course, fellowship of the church. Fellowship of the church. You see, it's like a coal being taken out of the fire. When you remove that coal, it dies because there's no more latent heat. It dies because there's no more warmth of being together. When we don't fellowship with one another, we die. We grow cold. And we just lose interest. Not interested anymore. We lose interest. How can we navigate through this world? Number three. Third point. We should take hold of the spiritual feast that is out there for us, that is available. Point number three. There are lectureships available to us. There are online courses. Midweek Bible study. We need to be spiritually fed by God. Reading the materials of godly men and women out there can help us navigate this life. We have preachers on Facebook. Facebook has value. We have preachers on Facebook who's able to send out those nuggets of wisdom and encouragement to give us that strength to go on day to day. Who can help us navigate through this life? Of course, first point is Jesus, of course. He can help us navigate through this life. He's told us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Who can help us navigate through this life, number two? He's given us the Holy Spirit. I'm hoping you can hear me at the back. He's given us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us navigate through. He's there to guide us. He's there to lead us through this life. If only we will allow ourselves to be attuned and attentive to it. Who can navigate us through the life number three? The church, of course. The church. The church is here to help us navigate through. We have brethren who have gone through similar experiences. We have shared experiences. We can help and encourage each other as well. Who can help us navigate through this life number four? The elders, if we have elders. But the elders, they are wise and they are gifted by God to help us. Why do we need this help? Why do we need this help? The answer, I find the answer to that very simple. Simply because people are lost. And people get lost every day. We get lost every day. We sin every day. That's why we need the help. We need to help people. We need to bring people. We need to share with people the way of Christ so that they don't get lost. We have a duty to do that, a responsibility to do that. Jesus offers a life much more than just surviving. Much more than surviving. He offers us a life of thriving. A life of thriving. Jesus offers us a life that is abundant. 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 And you see that in John 10, verse 10. We know Satan sets up traps for each of us. And our job is to navigate around it. Navigate on the narrow path around those traps. People get sidetracked so much. We get sidetracked. That's why we need the navigation. We get sidetracked. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7, and he says, who cut in on you? You were running such a good race. Who cut in on you that you no longer believe in Christ? Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 says, and talks about Satan's schemes. And then we read in Matthew 6 and verses 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. That's why we have to be motivated to do God's will. To seek his kingdom first. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Will have the light of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. We are created new in Christ. He's renewed us. We were born again in Christ Jesus. And of course, the conversation that Jesus has with Nicodemus in chapter 3. Chapter 3, John 3. Jesus answers and says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. This is how we get into the world where Jesus Christ is King. That we believe that Jesus died for us on Calvary's cross, was buried in the tomb, and rose on the third day. And in doing so, he makes it possible for us to be in his kingdom. Brethren, I want for us to be on this path. I want for us to be on this way, knowing that Jesus Christ is the way. The way to lead us as we navigate through this world. There is no other way to the Father, Jesus says, but through him. As we close this morning, as we conclude, we are constantly reminded that we are in two worlds. We are in two worlds. Just by the struggles that we have in this world. Jesus says, we are not of this world, as he was not of this world. So let's fight the fight. Let us know that we are being renewed, or we are renewed. Let's understand that this is how we get into Jesus Christ. And the path that he set out for us to a life eternal. Let us know that. If you are here this morning, fortunately I'm at the end of it. If you are here this morning and you are struggling in this world, let it be known. For there is help for every one of us. Let us stand. As we close at 744.